Okay, I noticed that I had skipped over the school calendars and waivers item.
Yes.
Do you want to do that?
So
move approval.
Well, I think there may be one board member that might have a question. So if I could have Teresa Dantzler or Ombudsman come forward for that. We knew what your vote would be, Dr. Finn.
I'm trying to speed us up.
So this is Teresa Dantzler, our Ombudsman. So thank you, Teresa.
Welcome, Teresa.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, members of the board. Today, there was three actually submissions, the original and two addenda. So the most recent school calendar modification chart is the one dated January 25th, 2018. There are four items, modification situations for your approval today. The first one is for President's Day for five school systems. President's Day is a required holiday according to statute. But the state board has authority to permit schools to open. To date, five school systems are requesting a waiver to open schools on President's Day. St. Mary's County Public Schools is also asking for permission to open school on the Monday after Easter. Wicomico County Public Schools is asking for a two-day waiver of the 180-day student instruction requirement. Currently, they have 3 days built into their school calendar, and they're going to extend their school calendar to the 15th because they put it at the end. And the fourth item is that we anticipate to receive additional school systems to open on President's Day to request a waiver for President's Day. In the event that if there's winter weather between now and the next 3 weeks, we would request the state board to grant authority to the state superintendent of schools to approve additional waivers from local school systems if needed. Any questions?
I think I'm just being slow because it's late in the day. So mm-hmm. All of these are a result of the weather. Mm-hmm. And there's a general rule that we have on closing on President's Day, and so all of them are asking if they can waive that so they can operate on President's Day?
Yes.
Okay, and then one of them is asking to open on Monday after Easter.
Yes, St. Mary's actually identified in their calendar as optional makeup days the Monday after Easter and President's Day, but they need board approval to actually do it. Their local board approved it, but they need state board approval to do it also.
Okay, so all of them will still end by June 15th. So none of this implicates the previous
order. Well, they can't. Correct.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So they're not asking for a waiver for that. Mm-hmm. So other than the 2 days, the Easter and the President's, the other issue here is waiving the 180-day instructional requirement for Wicomico.
Correct.
Okay. I think I understand this all. Dr. Lee?
So I guess I don't understand the Wicomico. Why can't they not sacrifice the 180 days and use the Monday after Easter?
They didn't officially request it. Depending on school system, some call me or ask me for guidance prior to their making their before their submission to Dr. Salmon. Wicomico didn't ask me for any guidance, so I submitted their request. Some school systems ask for general ideas of what they think, but it really depends on how they identified their calendar, what they have in their bargaining for their teachers, things of that nature.
So can we go back and ask them to clarify why they need to eat into the 180 days of instruction? Or
we can for the waiver. Or do you, for the waiver or for the President's Day?
I'm looking at Dr. Harding's because he suggested something that I think is a good idea.
Yeah, this was exactly my question, and I talked to Dr. Salmon about it yesterday because I don't know the history of how you all approach these problems, but it seems to me you've got two items that can be waived: the requirement to go to school on certain days and the requirement to go to school for 180 days. All the other counties are asking that you waive the first requirement, certain days, mm-hmm. so that they don't have to get to the point where they're waiving 180. It seems in Wicomico what they're doing is asking us to waive the 180 days so that for now they can continue to go to school on certain days. I prefer the opposite way. I think the more important thing is that students be in school for 180 days. And if they get to the point where they can't do that and still finish on the 15th, then we talk about waiving the 180-day waiver. So what I would like to see us do is approve Wicomico County, if we can, since they didn't officially ask, but approve them for waivers on the President's Day that they've asked for. They've then got a plan to use one of their professional days to make up the second day. And then if they do have more snow, they can come back to us and ask for a waiver of the 180-day requirement. That way we're asking local school systems to use the other remedies you've got first before you ask us to waive the 180-day instructional requirement.
I am totally on board with that.
That's what most schools are doing. Private ones are doing the President's Day also. Yep.
Okay, so just to be clear, so we would be approving as requested Caroline, Dorchester, St. Mary's, and Talbot. With Wicomico, we are approving the President's Day. We are denying the 180-day for the time being, and if they make a decision about the Monday after Easter, they can come back and make that request.
That's correct.
Does that make sense, everyone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so would you like to make a motion along those lines?
So I don't know, do I need to repeat it all? I move for what Andy just said.
Great.
I second.
Okay. Any further discussion?
No.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Abstentions? Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you, Teresa. And while we're asking Patrick and Christy to